Beis on the bottom of the Amud. Two lines from the bottom. Amalei, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak, Mi shmir lecha emes osi bar nafli? This is everyone's question. Did you hear when Mashiach's coming? Amalei, man bar nafli. Who's bar nafli? Amalei Mashiach. So, when is Mashiach coming? Mashiach, a Nafli Karisle? Why is Mashiach the son of someone that's going to fall? Nafli is like falling. Why is Mashiach something the son of someone fall? Amalei in, Dechsiv Bayayimahu, Okim Esukas David Hanefalas. That day, when Mashiach comes, we're going to build the Sukas David Hanefalas. That means Malchus Beis David, which fell. So that's why Bar Nafli, the son of the fallen one. Amaloi, so he asked him, when is Mashiach coming? Amaloi, hachi amei Rabbi Yochanan. Doi sheben David ba, the generation that Mashiach is going to become, by Tamidei Chachamim mismatim, there are going to be few Tamidei Chachamim, v'hashar einayim kalos, the yagayim v'hanacha, the eyes are going to be full of worries, Tzaris Rabbis, many Tzaris, Gzeiris Koshis, and Gzeiris Koshis, Mizchatches, Acher, Shaina Pkuda, Shnia, Mamez, Love it. The time, the first one. You're over with the first one, the second one comes. So, that's the Zman when Mashiach is going to come. So you want to know when Mashiach is coming is when there's going to be a few Tamid Chachamim, and the rest of the people are going to be all in worries and Tzaris and all that. And
how much is called the few? A million? 100,000? 5,000? What's called the few?
Right, so that's a good question. So, I mean, Tamid Chachamim is matim, as many Tamid Chachamim as you have in Lakewood and all the places, the Maisa, Klapi, how many Yidden there are in the world, that's what Mazam is referring to.
Yeah.
We were very few, right? Very few.
Maybe, if I cared, we have so many more today than we ever had, probably.
Not real Tamid Chachamim. Amal Tamid Chacham, who was saying over in Poland? Birchim was saying, right?
The Lushas. Yeah. The Amoratim Lushas.
What?
That's
every generation, Talmud Chacham goes down. Like Rabbi Yochanan Moshe was saying, that every balabas, I'm all new shas. Today, the most chashvus people don't know shas. I mean, okay.
Talmud Chacham, we were shalmi too. And right. Also Chalarach.
Are you close,
Rabbi?
No.
I think we're close. I think so. Chaim said it, no, it's time.
You said that we're close, that we're supposed to believe that we're close? Or?
Oh, we're going to get to this Gemara. This Gemara isn't talking about Mashiach a lot. Tanu Rabbana, Shvua Sheben David Ba, the 7 years, the Shemitah, that Ben David is going to come, is by Shana Rishayna, the first year of the 7 years, is Miskayim Mikra Zeh, Mikuyim this Pasuk, Vim Tati Al-Ir Achas, Val-Ir Achas Layamte, it's going to rain on one city, and the other city, it's not going to rain. One place, they're going to be hungry. The other place, they're going to be full. That's the first year. Shnia, the second year. Chitzei Rav, Mishtalchem. It's going to be hunger a little bit. They're not going to get that full in any place. No place is going to be that, the Zatka, the fullness. Shlishis, what?
Satisfaction.
Yeah. Shlishis, Rav Gada, is going to be a great hunger. Umesim anoshim v'noshim v'taf. People are going to die. Men, women, children. Chasidim anshei ma'isa. They're also going to die. V'toyim mishtakechis m'lamdeh. Toyim is going to be forgotten. Because you don't have what to eat from hunger, they're going to forget what they learned. That's going to be the third year. B'revi is the fourth year. Seiveya v'enoi seiveya. They're going to start getting a little more food. Full but not total. Completely full. B'chamishis. Seiveya gadol. Be very full. Va'oichlin v'shaisin, they'll eat and drink v'smeichin, be happy. V'tayr chazes l'imdeh, and the tayr returns to its people that learn it. So it's going up. It starts from high, goes lower. The middle is completely low, and then it's going back up. B'shishis kailais, you can hear sounds. What's that? Rashi says two pshat, and one is that Mashiach's coming, and the other one is that you talk about Shaifa Gadol, the Shaifa is going to blow. B'shviyis, Melchamas. That's going to be the wars between Klai Yisrael and the guy. right? Gagamagag. And b'matzah shviyis, the year after Shemitah, the year after the seventh year, ben David ba. That's when Mashiach is going to come. Yeah. Between, it actually just says between the Goyim and the Yidden.
Is it talking about the thousand years?
No.
I thought Mashiach was supposed to be here in that war, but dying in that war. Not come after.
That's this.
Yeah. Then it's
after. After means by the end of the war, he's going to be there. He'll be there for us.
This price is a steer to the previous price?
No. Why?
Oh, it seems that it's going to be the years leading up to Mashiach are going to be, it appears, good years. Then earlier it said Tzaras Rabbis, Tzaras Kashas.
That could be this third year. Right? It's one Shemitah. We consider like one year.
You know, oh, so
like
you're right. He says Darship, which is a lot, right?
Right. Right, it doesn't mean literally. It's very hard to understand, is it? It could be that World War II was Gog and Magog, which is very mistaba.
That was the Tzaras.
So
it says 7 years. So
it wasn't. No, the years don't mean literally years.
Period of time.
Right. We hope. Listen. Look to my bad. It's like a fall. Okay. Look to my. I'm Rabbi Yosef. How Kama Shvi is the Havakan? Many times this happened. All these happenings. This is what we said. The 7 years. Layasan, it didn't come. I'm Rabbi Beshishus Kailash Shviyas Mechames Mehava. You might have had the first five consecutive years, but you didn't have that the 6 years should be Kailash. Kailash Mashiach didn't come, right? Kailash Aliyah Tkiya Shaifa didn't happen, and the Mechames also didn't happen. So you can't tell me that everything happened. When everything happens, then Mashiach is going to be it. Va'id, more so, he says, Kesidra mi have it. These tzaris, it has to be that it comes Kesedah. But if it doesn't come in order, then it won't come. Right? So even though it might have happened, everything might have happened, but it didn't go in order. Zakti Gemar. Mashal takes it out. Okay. The Tanya, have you done it? The places that Talmid Chacham gather together to learn Torah are going to become Beis Hazanus. Yil Aznus is going to become, right, that we have today, right? All the shuls in Europe, right? Many of them. Va'galil Yecharev. Galil, the place called Galil Yecharev. Get destroyed. Well, we have that place? Galil, yeah. V'agavlon, that's another place. Yoshem. Yoshem, yeah. It's going to get, also it means desolate. Is that the right word? Okay, yeah. What does it mean, desolate? They're being on that?
Empty.
Oh, yeah.
Empty.
Shmama.
Right.
V'anshekvul, the people that surrounding of Eretz Yisrael, you save them from ear to ear. They're going to go from one city to another city. No one's going to have rachmanis in them. The chachmas asayfim, the tamid chachamim tisrach. They'll smell. That means no one's going to want to be next to them. The yirei chait yimasu. People that are scared from a chait, tzadikim yimasu. They're going to be fanimis from the island. Upnei adark, upnei kalev, and the face of the generation is going to be like a dog. Rashi brings two pshatim. One is they're literally going to look like a dog, or it means that they're just like a dog. It's not mavuyish to do something in front of its friend, in front of another cow. So people aren't going to be embarrassed to do averus anymore.
It's very common today.
This is Yidden. It's very common. What people put online, things.
Right, things that they publicize. That in a busha.
Okay.
Well, to do before without push is one thing, but to go around telling people is another.
That's what he's saying. Today they're doing it.
The proud of it, it's worse.
Yeah. It's not going, it's Yidden Dafke, right?
Yeah. This is Jews, not yet. The MS Nadaris. Right, that's what we're saying. There's so many non of it, right? The MS Nadaris, Nema, Vati MS Nadaris. MS is going to be forgotten. Be gone. Truth is going to be gone.
Is that the Torah or real
Amos? So we'll see. So So the Gemara, Ma'ivatihi Emes Hades. What does it mean, Emes Hades? So the Gemara, Ami de Beriav, Melamed, Shanasim, Adorim, Adorim, Vailechaslo. Right? They'll have groups and groups and they'll go. They're not going to be around. Ma'i Vesor Meriah Meshtel, that's right in the Pasuk. What does that mean? Ami de Beriav Shila, Kol Mishasor Meriah Meshtel Lalabrius. Anyone that's leaves bad, doesn't do bad. Everyone's going to say Mishtel means comes from Lashon Shaita. He's a Shaita. A tzaddik is going to be considered a Shaita. A righteous person is going to be considered a Shaita. A fool. What?
It's the opposite.
I don't know what do you mean.
What's wrong with that?
Over there, Moses is going to translate the word that is a fool.
No, Mishtaila. Mishtaila means fool. Vesal Meirah, someone who saw Meirah, Mishtaila is going to be considered a shaita. So we have this today, right? We can all be Mekayim, all this. Right? But a non from her, they call us a shaita, right?
Even
by the
from her, you have people
saying. Right, true, also. But I'm saying, but in Eretz Yisrael, right? Right. They didn't want the yeshiva light to learn.
They didn't want in Europe either.
It's what I call the downfall of moral society. Anything that you
want to
do is moral. That was
lucky. Right. Yeah. Zogt Gemara, Amar Rava. Mereish Hava Amino, Leke Kushtabalam. I thought that there's not such a thing as emes in the world. No one talks emes completely from emes. Truth. Amali, Home Abana, and Rav Tovia Shmei. Rav Tovia has told me. Some say that the Rabbanon were Tuvumei, that was his name. The Aviyavile Kol Chaloli the Alma. You give me anything in this world, I have Mashani Bidibure. I won't switch my words. Why? Because in the Chada, one time, Ikloi Lahu Asra. I came to the city, with Kushta Shemei, and the city was called Kushta. What does Kushta mean? Truth, right? So they had a name for a reason. But I have Mashani Bidibure, no one switched its words. We'll have a mayis inish mehasa. No one died from the place, but lois mane, and not its time. How do you know when the time is of a person?
They
live
past
70. Past 70, what? No. I married a woman from them. I had two children with her. One day I have a yasra to be tayu. My wife was sitting with kachai fereshi. She was cleaning. She was taking a shower. Asis shivavata, her neighbor came. Tarfa adasha knocked on the door, and she wanted to see her. So I thought that it's not the achayas to say what she's doing. Right, a mole is such a thing. You don't say someone's in the bathroom. Right, not the achayas. Don't say someone's taking a shower. Now, why isn't that chetz? Everyone's supposed to take a shower. Everyone's supposed to go to the bathroom. Oh, that's what he said.
We do that today, right? You come here, close your house, and ask to speak to somebody who's in the bathroom. You just don't answer that.
That's covered. Right, even though everyone does it, but you don't do things. You don't say all the things that people...
What you're saying is exactly the truth.
Yeah.
Right. What he says here, though,
he says... She's not here. So Shchivu Le Tatim Benim, both of her children died. Also, they were children. So also, Inchid Asad Kamei, the people in the city came to this person. Amru Le Maihai, what's this? Why do your children die? What do you do? Amalei Ho, Achri Ava Maisi. This is what happened. Amalei Matusim Minach, Puk Me Asin, Le Tigibu, Maisna Bahanach Inchi. Leave our city, because you're catchy. I mean, you said you lied, and that's why your children died early. And that means from Emes, from Sheker, people die. So since you lied and your children died early, leave the city. Do us a favor. Matus minach means Bakash Ramcha. Do us a favor. Puk me ass and leave my city.
You're doing things so terrible. You say the surroundings affect the person.
Look how surroundings affect the person, sure.
Saying, Brun Tama Chai Madrego.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, why his children died? Because he said that he said like a shtick of a white lie. I mean, she wasn't there.
Halavai, this would be our biggest.
No, I'm saying that so the surroundings, if you go the other way, also the surroundings can affect.
Meaning, you held to a higher standard when you're
in. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Right. So, therefore, so what are we saying? So, therefore, this was him. So from, since then, he wouldn't lie a thing. He would say the emes. Everyone, you always could lie, right? You always could say the emes. Everything's a loophole or something like that, but he didn't go through anything.
So if he asked him, the new purchase that I bought, is it good? So now I'll tell him the truth. So you don't tell him anything.
We said, emes doesn't mean, the Torah's emes doesn't mean, Yaakov Avinu didn't lie to Yitzchak. Emes doesn't mean truth. Emes means what's right. Okay, not sure. This is my Tanya. Even the Yer Yaimen. Dorishim and David Ba, Boy Na'orim Yalbinu Pnei Zekenim Vizkenim Yamdil Pnei Na'orim. The generation that Ben David Mashiach is going to come, Na'orim Yalbinu Pnei Zekenim. The young children, the young ones, are going to embarrass the old ones. This is Kainim Yamdul of Nain Arm. And the old ones are going to be standing in front of the young ones. Means they're going to be Mechaba, the young ones. Like we say, we know the famous Gemara, it's like the Chutzpah Yaska, the new generation. We weren't as Chutzpah to our parents like our children to us. Maybe we didn't treat our parents like they treated their parents, but Chutzpah Yaska is that for sure today. Ubas Kama Ba'ama. Bas Kama Ba'ama, a daughter is going to stand for her mother, which means she's going to be Mavayasha. Vekala b'chamaisa, that was always. The daughter-in-law is going to embarrass her mother-in-law. Upnei ador kipnei ha-kelev. The face of the dor is going to be like the face of a kelev. Now, what does that mean? So, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman brings from Rabbi Sal Salanta, the pshat, and Chafetz Chaim pshat, but he says a beautiful pshat. A dog is the only animal, a dog's the animal that walks in front of the owner. Every animal walks in back. The dog walks in front. Just what? It's always looking behind to make sure that the owner is following it. It's going in the right direction. Is the mitzvah? The dog is always walking in front. Unless it got stuck in the mud or whatever, wants to play with it. But that's when the dog's always walking in front, right? So he says, the gedolim, and this is like the true, they're walking in front, but they're always looking behind what the olam's doing.
You have to know your genetics.
I'm saying that we know.
That they're following the...
No, they're looking
it's
for...
Called it's called polling. It's called polling.
See if the tzibra is okay with it.
More than just if the tzibra... No, more than just the tzibra is okay. They're paskening psakim that to make sure that guy's happy.
Right.
That's more than just okay. I'm doing...
They're
trying to...
You're supposed to satisfy the people, that's what you're saying,
but not
when it's wrong, right.
And not to lose your congregation, like they're trying to keep the congregation up, or not to lose members, or because they literally want to...
Well, that's what the Rav's saying, no?
It's not about members, not members, it's a vote of, that you're lowering your standard. They should lower their standard.
Not necessarily passing, that's right.
Right, it's not just
to what the people want to hear.
Right. That's
there
terrible.
Let's talk about
So you do see that, you know.
Present company not included, by the way.
I mean, there's so many mashalim to this. It's endless, right? I mean, that the rabbanim fall into the gedolim, they fall into what's going on, and they get persuaded, and that's what they get, and that's what happens, right, to them. Okay, ve'ena ben mispayish me'aviv. A child is not embarrassed from his father. We had that we learned it earlier, that a child is the most embarrassed from his father. Not me'achem, when he's stealing the ben tzarim, when he's stealing the meat, and that's where is he eating it from? He's mispayish the most from his father. So, and over here now by Dor Mashiach, they're not going to be embarrassed anymore. Tanya, mechem yaim. Dor Yishe ben David ba, the Dor, the generation of Mashiach is going to come. Boya azus tab, chutzpah is going to get great. Vayoike yos. They're not going to be, yoike is covered. They're not going to be mechabed one another. Vagefa nitim piya. The grapes are going to give, it's going to be grapes, fruit. Vayayim biyoike, and still, wine's going to be expensive. Because normally when you have enough, it shouldn't be expensive, right? You have enough, so it should be regular price. But it's not going to be enough juice in the grapes to have wine. V'nevcha kol ha-malchus l'minus. The whole malchus is going to turn into apikursus. that we have in Eretz Yisrael.
You have it here.
You have expensive wine today also.
Oh, okay, I mean, that doesn't work, okay. Oh, you mean that does work, okay. Ve'ein techacha, there's not going to be anyone that can give musa. So the mom says, Eile, Yitzchak, Eriyat, Yitzchak, Amin, Yitzchak, Ein ben David bo, Atchit is hapech, Kala malchus lamin, is the whole malchus going to turn out hapech kosis. Amar Yav, a micro.
Which malchus is talking about?
He's right, it means any malchus. It doesn't mean dafka itself, but it's always see it klar. Amar Yav, a micro. Kulay hafach lavan tarihu. If the whole nega becomes, turns into white, even though if a little bit is white, then it's tameh. But if the whole nega turns into white, it becomes tameh. So we're saying here also, if the whole malchus comes into apikosis, that's when the geula is going to come. That's what's going to be tameh. Tanya Rabbana, Moses is right.
This is worse than having desire. If you could live in a place where the malchus is minus and the other malchus is having desire, what's better to live?
Well, it depends who's dealing with Avodah Zarah. See, minus is what does minus mean?
It means they don't believe in God at all.
Right. So that in a way is worse than Avodah. I mean, we don't have so much Avodah Zarah today.
We have Christianity.
Yeah, so. Tana Rabbanan.
You know what? If you eat up all the Hindus and all the Buddhists and all the
Christians, oh, that's a lot, huh?
It's Rife Island.
Rife Island, yeah?
Rabbi Oyman. Rabbi Oyman is the Arabs.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? We're talking about there's a billion, more than a billion and a half Chinese. There's a billion Indians.
They're not practicing the Chinese. They're communists.
Yeah, they serious. Still have confusion.
I see. I know what you're saying. Tana Abana. Ki yad Hashem amoy. The pasuk says, ki yad Hashem amoy. The pasuk continues, ki yira ki ozlas yad ve'efes atzu ve'ozuv. So what does it mean, Zakat Gemara? Ein ben David ba, achiyu ba Messiahs. Till the Messiahs comes this rabbi. What's Messiahs? People that are Meisa, right? V'lamal shinim. They snitch on the money to the guy, the Yiddish money to the guy. The Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah. So today we have that. Dover Acha. Actually, it's ma to talmidim till the talmidim are going to be smayet. Davar acha, actually tichla prutim in akis till people are going to lose all their money. Davar acha, actually it's yashu min ageula till you're going to forget about the geula. Shenayim ave efes atzu ve'azuv kiviyachol ein seimech ve'ezel yisrael. There's not going to be any helper. They're going to be very shuffled. They're going to be messiahs from the geula. Ki hada abzeya, ki have a mishkach rabbanon. The ma'aski bay when he saw rabbanon talking about Mashiach, not just talking about it, just trying to find out when he's coming. Amaluhu, he told him b'matusa, b'ino meinaychu loytechuka. He said that I hope matusa means bakasha. I'm begging you, b'ino meinaychu loytechuka. You're pushing it off. The tanina, because we learned gimel ba'am b'asachadas. Three things happen by forgetting, by not realizing. Elohim.
You say it every day.
Mashiach. Oh, we're going to get there. Mashiach, Metziah, Va'akav. Mashiach, if you don't talk about it, that's when he's going to come. Metziah, if you don't look for it, you're going to find it. All those people that find things are the ones that are not looking for it. Va'akav, and Akav bites a person in Sodom. So now, why in the world are we talking about Mashiach? What's going on over here? We say it every Shemana Esther, right? We say five brachas about Mashiach. Animam, we sing Animam with, right? I mean, so why are we doing that for if we have over here that we're telling you not to? Right? And maybe also we should be chutzpahdik, and like this Mashiach is going to come. We should try to do all these. No?
No. Why not? Just saying Mashiach doesn't mean that you.
That was the first person to ask is to be Yeshua.
Right, can't every Jew start keeping Shabbos, every Jew start keeping Kashrus, every Jew start learning? Seems like a daunting task, but can't Mashiach understand?
Yeah, so there are many different midrashim. There's some midrashim that Mashiach is going to come kulei tahor. So the Achranim are very bothered with this. How are we doing? So One thing for sure, that we can make our Judaism around Mashiach, like, I don't want to say which sector does that. That means that can't be a Yiddishkeit. That's for sure. Because first of all, it brings Chalish Sadas, because he doesn't come, and then you don't know what happens, and you have to come with all the truths. So that's why you could say it's this man of Mashiach, but not the whole day to say that this person's Mashiach. That's kfir. Forget anything. I'm going to say, but that's the worst. So now, you see, good things came out of that. That doesn't mean it's not good. You don't understand. It's too bad on you. But it doesn't mean if you think if that's the whole focus of that group, they're out. That's not the way it's supposed to be. But anyways, that's one thing. Now, another thing is like this. There's two times Mashiach could come, either be'ita or b'achishana, right? Which means either he could come in its right time or he could come earlier. So that's the way all the Nesekel and all the Achronim start explaining this Gemara, that it depends when he's coming. It means if he's going to come in its time, then all these Gemaras have to apply to it. But if he's going to come earlier, then these Gemaras don't have to apply. So you don't have to have chutzpah day, you don't have to have all those, doesn't have to. So hopefully he comes before, and then even we won't have Chevle Mashiach, all those things won't happen if. Okay. Yeah, so Gemara Vayta. I'm Rav Katina. Shit alfi shni have alma. The world's going to be 6,000 years. V'chad chav, and then what we learned this already once. V'chad chav, and one year, which is 1,000, is going to get destroyed. Shanem v'niska v'shem levada b'yemhud. He's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself. And we saw earlier, what are the tzaddikim? The tzaddikim are going to live through that 1,000 years. Or what are they going to do? They're going to be flying in the air. They're going to get wings and they're going to be flying in the air. Abaya oma, trei chav. 2,000 years, it's going to be destroyed. Shanema yichayenu miyamayim. That's Lashon Rabbim, two. But Yom HaShlishi, you command the third, it's going to be rebuilt. V'nichya l'fanam, and then we're going to live again. Tani kibasu yav ketinam. K'shem sha'ashviyas m'shametas, shana achas, l'zayin shanim, just like Shemitah, is once in 7 years. Kacha oyle m'shamet, elav shanim, l'shivas alpayim, shanim. Right, so too, there's going to be Shemitah to the world. Shanem v'nitzke v'shem levada b'yemu. V'ayim ha'miz m'shil yam ha'shabas, Yom Shekula Shabbos is going to be a day, which means years of fully resting. Shanem ki elav shanim be'necha ki yom esma ki yabba. Let's move. Vayta tono the belly. Yo, sheishes alpayim shana havayalma. 6,000 years is going to be the world. Shnei alpayim sayu. 2,000 years it's going to be sayu means shmama. Is it English? What was it again? That's it, yeah. Now, what that means is no Torah. The first 2,000 years, there was no Torah in Klal Yisrael. Till Avraham Avinu was 47, was Nun Beis Shana, 52 years, that's when he started learning Torah. So till then, till those 52 years, like Rashi brings down, it says, Es HaNefesh is Asa B'Charon, he taught Torah and Charon. How did he make Nefashas? By teaching them Torah. Torah is what makes the soul. So the first 2,000 years, there wasn't Torah learned. From Adam Rishon till Avraham was 52, it's 2,000 years, if you want to understand it.
Oh,
that's a good question.
Why 52 to 2,000?
You go to the Cheshbon.
Avraham was born in 1948.
See? Huh? Avraham was born in 1948. So 52, how do you know that? You just guessed it? Or you knew that? That's what it says in the back. Okay. Oh, yeah. So anyway, so that's what Rav Maz is asking, a very good question. What about the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eved? They learned. That was before Avraham.
They didn't give it up. Same thing that Avraham says.
If you learn and you don't give it out, you don't teach it to your children, you're not mechanech, then that's not, that's felt in the title. Okay.
What do you mean they didn't learn that? What was the yeshiva then?
They weren't be Makar people.
So
yeah,
he was
after. Yeah. Avraham Avinu was Makar. It's a Nevesh Asa B'chon. He was going around doing kiruv. Yeah. Zodim HaVayit, Shnei Alpayim, the next 2,000 years was Torah. And Shnei Alpayim, Maisa Mashiach. Now, it doesn't mean now it's not Maisa. They also had Torah, but it's the last 2,000 years are going to be Mashiach. And now because of our Averis, Mashiach didn't come yet, but he's going to come. He's still waiting to come, but he's going to come. So the last 2,000 years, which we're close to the end of the 2,000 years, that's this man of Mashiach.
So there won't be much since 1,000.